This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, darling, this is Jaja. What is this I hear people calling you and spreading a rumor about me that I'm not a good housekeeper? Absolutely not true. Darling, after every one of my divorces, I always keep the house.
That's damn funny. That was penned and voiced by my mom. She's coming soon to a theater near you. August 30th, she'll be 93, and she's going to take her walker and saddle on out here. Her walker has wings. She's going to fly out here. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Why do I say in the liner, call during the live broadcast if you want to talk to me? Isn't that a bit redundant? I wouldn't be suggesting call during the rebroadcast. That it's a little bit redundant. Can we redo that? Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Strongly, but weekly. And year-to-date, we'll do in the first segment. Joining me in the second segment is someone who's retired. How nice would that be? I don't think real estate agents ever do really retire. Joe Brusca, retired county manager of First American Title. And luckily, I found his book, a little pamphlet book he gave me when he was last on about, 17 years ago, 18 years ago. We like to have him on every 17 years. There was a mass email put out by a Santa Barbara real estate agent, a rental need. And a lot of times you see that rental need, family, two young kids, single man, single woman. Sometimes you see students, four students need a, this was something, that reminds me, there was someone else that put down, I wonder if I could find that, it's on this list. She did something that, I know her heart was in the right place, but clearly it she could have been like, clearly using words you're not supposed to use, and I'll find it. She said, I'm not reading it verbatim, but she said something like, nice Christian couple. And, she was trying to denote that these people were just what you think of people going to church and just God-fearing, nice people that didn't party. She was trying to, I understood what she was trying to do. But in today's day and age, with our housing, urban development and all the rules and regulations, you really shouldn't say that. But it was fine. It didn't bother me. But I knew what she was trying to say. But she lost her license. No. So this person put out a rental need saying it was for a single couple. Does that strike you? Does that strike you odd? Is that like a, is that a new category I haven't heard about? I mean, it's not as if we're continually seeing ads for two couples, three couples need a rental. You don't see that a lot. Why draw the distinction that this is a single couple? I don't know. And I don't know who did it. I can't call and ask. I was down at Five Points, not the shopping center on Upper State Street, but the original Five Points, which is no longer Five Points, or on the periphery. Sycamore Canyon, Alameda Padre Serra, Montecito Street. They got a roundabout there now. And you know how when you come to a fork in the road, take it, you come to a construction and there's someone there with a stop sign and a slow sign and a sign and the guy at the other end is, telling you to come and go and they alternate traffic. They were doing that at a five-way intersection. So they had five guys. Can you imagine making a mistake there? And there I was. That was I guess it has to happen every once in a while, doing some work. So in addition to year-to-date, and it's not a dating service. By year-to-date, I mean what's sold through August 11, 2017, at the 32nd week of the year 2017, and we're comparing it to last year. So we're at 680 sales. This is single-family residences only, and just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. 680 sales, 32 weeks, that averages 21.25 sales per week. Some people can only afford a quarter of a house. Last year, year-to-date, it was averaging 20 sales per week. So we have 6.4% higher number of single-family sales for the first 32 weeks of the year. Median price, $1,250,500, which is just 1.1% higher than last year's $1,236,000. However, last year's $1,236,000 was 5.2% higher than 2015, which was $1,175,000. Now, in the end, 2016 finished at $1,184,000, even though the first 32 weeks there at $1,236,000. So it remains to be seen if the $1,250,000, if we will end up close to that by the end of the year. Who will buy towards the end of the year? Right now, in looking at what's in escrow over $1 million, we have 108 listings in escrow over $1 million, represents 23% of the inventory. One out of every four listings over $1 million is in escrow. Last year at this time, it was less than one out of five, only 17%, and a total of only 81. Now, this changes every day, but 108 listings in escrow over $1 million is a big number compared to years past. Unfortunately, I'm only looking down to 2009. I didn't do it in the height of 2005, 6, and 7, so I'm sure it was at that or higher. So it remains to be seen. Almost one out of every four listings over $1 million is in escrow, but not my listing. No, not my listing over $1 million. Why is that? Best price home on the Mesa. Price per square foot, can't beat it. Got another listing coming up in Cold Spring School District. If you have children, I couldn't say you can walk to school because you can't say that. And actually, it wouldn't be all that friendly to walk to school, but I guess one could walk to school. That's coming up. So, $1,250,500 median price year-to-date on single-family homes, averaging 21.25 sales per week. 2016 averaged 20.4 sales per week, so that actually they did a little uptick. So we shall see. We shall track that. Overall, 26% of our listings are in escrow. So 23% is darn good, because under $1 million, it's 40% of the listings under $1 million are in escrow. There's only 39 listings in escrow under $1 million. Last year at this time, 59. You go back to 2012, it was 144 listings were in escrow on the 32nd week of the year 2011. Today, 39. That's called a pendulum swinging. Got to find that song I wrote. Okay. Other stories coming up. How would you like to close escrow and find out that your insurance company tells you they're not going to insure your home because of all the past water intrusion and mold claims? And you go, gee, the seller didn't tell me that. Mark Schneibin's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with an interview with Joe Brusca, retired county manager, First American Title. He wrote a little pamphlet called The Stuff I've Learned About People and Why I'm the Best the Title Industry Has. So very modest man. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.